The 10th Annual Hopscotch Music Festival in Raleigh is September 5th through 7th in downtown Raleigh. WUNC Music is doing special live coverage from the festival and will be live streaming all the bands playing the City Plaza stage. It all starts Thursday, September 5th at 5:30 with Slater Kinney headlining and wraps up Saturday night when Little Brother reunites for what will surely be an epic show. In honor of the 10th anniversary of Hopscotch, we've invited the festival's director, Nathan Price, to pick a song for our Come Here and See series on songs we love. His pick, and it may surprise you, is coming up after this.
Have you heard WUNC Music lately?
Well, I know you think I'm up to something. I'm just eating, I was still hungry.
There's now a custom WUNC Music skill for your smart speaker.
Show me, show me, show me.
Find out how to enable the custom WUNC smart speaker skill at WUNC.org.
Just like heaven.
I'm Eric Hodge. The Hopscotch Music Festival has become one of the South's premier music festivals. Over the last decade, everyone, from Public Enemy to the War on Drugs, has played. It's 3 days of live music in the clubs, Red Hat Amphitheater, and on the main stage on the City Plaza in downtown Raleigh. When we invited the festival's director, Nathan Price, to pick a song that he thinks says something about North Carolina, we were expecting he'd pick a local band playing the festival. Maybe the Dead Tongues, Daughter of Swords, or a young band out of Boone called The Nude Party. All of those bands are playing the festival this year. Nathan says while he's excited about the lineup, the song he thinks really says North Carolina is Raise Up by P.D. Pablo. He's a rapper originally from Greenville.
It came out when I was in high school, and it kind of felt like the craziest thing ever that it had even come out like that, because my bus crossed over that intersection that the opening shot of the video's in. So my bus came down Raleigh Boulevard. I went to Southeast Raleigh. So it just felt kind of crazy.
Who am I? P.D. Pub, motherfucker. First put it down for North Carolina, but guess what? What? Been worse. I'm a superstar. Bought me a big old car, 4.6. Black with the balls on the front and back, and got a button in the middle.
We would go home and watch BET Hits from the Street and TRL, which were like, I felt like what everybody my age did. And then sometimes we'd watch The Basement, where they would do freestyles and stuff like that. So it was like, it hit me exactly dead on for that time.
This song was a huge hit for P.D. Pablo. It was released in 2001 as the first single from his debut record on Jive Records. It got a ton of play on urban radio and made it up to number 25 on the Billboard Top 100. It remains one of those songs that's impossible to get out of your head. The chorus, the hook, it's the definition of an earworm.
But it's crazy how much it does just stick with you. You'll be kind of singing like North Carolina for like the next however long.
But Nathan says not long after high school, he tried to push this song aside. Nathan started playing in bands and got into a more eclectic mix of indie music and underground hip hop. He worked at Indie Week for a decade, and for the last five, he's been part of the team that books Hopscotch. He thought he'd left P.D. Pablo behind.
Right after that, I kind of became a little snobbier, I guess, is like the only way to really put it. And I really kind of turned my back on that song for a while.
But it ain't about that. It's about getting what you're getting and giving old back here. Big fella, big fella. Half of me, a Carolina nigga, done trying to go.
And then it wasn't until later in life where I started hearing it at weddings and out of state and stuff like that. I remember one time specifically, I was in Virginia and a friend did it at karaoke, and like all of our North Carolina friends kind of went insane, and I kind of started having this weirdly emotional response to it. So it just felt like the appropriate North Carolina song for me. It's like I've been to a lot of like quote unquote like the cool weddings where like there'll be like an hour or two of like family songs. And then, like, it basically just turns into a club, and they'll just basically DJ like you would at a party or something like that. So, you know, I feel like that's sort of where this one really shines.
We used to rap our city, running through the school hall just before a basketball pet rally jumped on.
Love. My house, my home, my hood. Love. My brother, my sister, my cub. My nigga that was there from the beginning, been with me before he even knew what being with me was. Y'all niggas just glance at it. Never got y'all staring at it. But it's been the same old North Carolina's been. Y'all niggas just getting it. Oh, it's a shame, isn't it? Oh, you thought we said we were coming with a whole lot of something we were bush?
I was thinking about this, all the different times that I can remember kind of having a weirdly emotional response to this song. And there was one video of J. Cole playing this at the NC Central Homecoming from like maybe 2011 or something like that. And you can see he's just kind of doing it to warm the crowd up. I don't even know if he was the headliner at that time, but there's a bunch of videos on YouTube, crowd videos and stuff like that. And he's just doing the loops like, North Carolina, come on. And everybody's just kind of going crazy and he's just looping it. And right when you're expecting him to go into one of his old songs, Petey Pablo runs out on stage in a full fur. And it's like, who am I? And like all the phones from every angle, you can just see them all shaking. And you're kind of like, oh man, like that's like he's still just like everybody in North Carolina is just going to freak out for the rest of their life if, when they hear this song.
Nathan Price is the director of the Hopscotch Music Festival. It happens every September in downtown Raleigh. He picked Petey Pablo's Raise Up as the song he loves from North Carolina.
I don't know if even since then I've ever put it on to listen to, but I've enjoyed it every time I've heard it for the last, you know, decade probably.
The Come Here NC series on WUNC's Songs We Love podcast is produced in partnership with the State Arts Council. There are new episodes every week on WUNCmusic.org, Apple Podcasts, NPR One, and wherever you get your podcast. I'm Eric Hodge. Next time on the Songs We Love podcast, Kim Register from the band Loamlands talks us through a quietly revolutionary song about the North Carolina identity by Des Arc.
When I listened to it, I was like, oh, that is like my experience growing up as a queer person in North Carolina, or as a female-bodied person in North Carolina.
Oh, 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 North Carolina, don't you give up on me yet.
We're exploring North Carolina one song at a time on the Songs We Love podcast. If you like what we've been up to, write a review, tell a friend, and subscribe to the podcast. Thanks. I'll see you next week. Thank you.